Vlatt's beer is on the air. Vlatt's beer is everywhere. Vlatt's, Milwaukee's finest beer, brings you transcribed Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner. Friends, good taste isn't a matter of geography. A good, juicy steak is appreciated just as much in Los Angeles as it is in New York or Milwaukee. And the same goes for good beer. Take Vlatt's, for example. There's nothing unusual about the good taste of the people who have made Vlatt's the largest-selling beer in Milwaukee, premium beer capital of the nation. They're the same kind of particular people who have made Vlatt's the largest-selling Milwaukee beer in scores of other cities in 48 states and 29 foreign countries. Yes, from B to Z, from best to zest, the byword Vlatt's, Vlatz, from coast to coast, Milwaukee's finest beer.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave meat to eat and drink Vlatt's beer? Archie the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Tonight, head of Hopper. Yep, the Mad Hatter herself. Yes, sir, I understand when she buys a hat, the clerk says, will you wear it home or will you eat it here? Huh? Well, she's a newspaper dame, Duffy. A gossip mongress. Yeah. She writes a movie column, sort of a who's who in Hollywood, only hers is more who did what to who. Well, she's going to help me run a coming out party for your daughter. Will it be formal? No, Duffy, it's semi-formal. The dame's come half-dressed. Yeah, Hedda's just going to wear a beanie. Yes, sir, it should be terrific, Duffy. How much will you allow me to spend on this coming out party for your daughter? Huh? $15 if she comes out? And $20 if she don't come back? Okay, it's a deal. I'll call you later.
Mr. Archie, Is Miss Duffy going to have another coming out party?
Yeah, why, Eddie?
But that gal's been coming out for the last 10 years.
Well, so what?
In Groundhog Circle, it's now known as Miss Duffy's Day. Who's coming to the party?
Oh, only the upper dregs, Eddie. Here, read these exclusive invitations that I sent out.
Now, let me see. Monster coming out party. You are hereby honored to be a guest at a private luncheon in memoriam of Miss Duffy. Dearly beloved daughter of Honorable and Miss Duffy, M.P. M.P. Member of Parliament?
Mama and Papa. Read the rest of it.
Cuisinine will start promptly at 9 o'clock and will continue until dinner. Signed, Hedda Hopper. P.S. Kindly RSVP. What's that RSVP?
Means black tie. Hey, that reminds me, what do you think I ought to wear, Eddie? Me, full dress suit?
Well, yes and no.
What do you mean, yes and no?
Well, yes, you ought to wear one, and no, you ain't got one.
Hello, Arch.
Hello, Finnegan.
Arch, is there any chance of me making a play for one of them young society dowagers here tonight?
The dowagers ain't the young dames.
Oh, no?
No, the dowagers is the old men.
Oh, in that case, I'd better not make a play for them.
I think you'd be safer. And watch your manners tonight, Finnegan. This is a coming-out party, and...
What's the idea of this coming-out party?
Well, it's an illusion party, you see. The idea is to make Miss Duffy seem more popular.
Oh, she ain't popular now, huh?
No, but it ain't her fault, Finnegan. You know, look what the poor dame's got against her. Heredity, environment, the wind. So we're going to make her a debutante. Hey, wait a minute. Speaking of the devil, here comes the Deb now.
Hello, Archie, you dear boy.
What is this?
This is too divine of you to throw this coming out party for me. Rally, it's too utterly utter.
I beg your pardon?
I'm so glad Hedda's coming tonight. She's utterly marvelous. Too utterly.
Miss Duffy, if you utter another utter, I'm going to throw you out in the gutter.
Rally, such talk from a menial.
Who's a menial? I'm just as good-natured as the next guy. Why don't you want you putting on no dog with me? Remember, social rule number one is be yourself. In your case, you better forget rule number one. And rule number two...
Rule number two. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't say this. Don't say that.
Now, wait a minute, Miss Duffy.
You don't know what it is to be a debutante. Hour after hour, walking up and down, balancing the blue book on your head for purrs. And clothes. Every day running for fittings to Shapiro the tailor. You should stand there while he sticks pins in you. A little higher, Miss Duffy. A little lower, Miss Duffy. Pull your stomach in, Miss Duffy. Put your back out, Miss Duffy. I could scream. Sometimes I wish I'd been born a peon.
Duffy, I didn't realize you were so social.
Rally, if I ain't a socialist, who is? Have you forgotten the parties we gave at Newport?
We gave?
Didn't we ever invite you?
No.
Well, no offense intended. I suppose it's just that our family is such a clammy group.
Might as well humor. Your family is very exclusive, huh?
Exclusive? Goodness, we never met anybody. That's why even to this day, nobody even knows I am a debutante.
Well, I got the flowers like you told me, Arch. Practically brand new, too.
Practically brand new? Where did you get them?
Cavendish, the undertaker.
How much did you pay for them?
A quarter.
They look more expensive.
Well, I should. They came from a well-to-do corpse.
Well, they should make a nice corsage for Miss Hopper. Now, let's see. When I hand her the flowers, I'll make a speech. I'll say, Miss Hopper, I am a young man whose tongue is ill-fitted to fancy words, so I ask these humble flowers to speak for me.
Hey, Arch, that fruit salad on the free lunch.
What about it?
It's moving.
That ain't the fruit salad, that's Hedda Hopper. Oh. Good evening, Miss Hopper. Miss Hopper, I am a young man whose tongue is ill-fitted to fancy words. So I ask these humble flowers to...
Mind if I use the phone?
Not at all.
Thanks.
I am a young man...
Hello, operator. I want Beverly Hills 5, 4124. Yes, I'll hold the line. Now, what were you saying?
I am a young man whose tongue is ill-fitted to fancy words.
Hello?
So I ask these humble flowers...
Yes, operator, I'm calling Beverly Hills. I'm sorry, what was it you were saying?
I am a young man...
Quiet, this might be a hot scoop. Hello, Tyrone.
Tyrone?
This is Hedda Hopper. I called to find out about the big event. What? She did? 3 o'clock this afternoon? Oh, how wonderful. What? Well, were you with her at the time? Right by her side?
Oh, how sweet, huh?
What's that? How many? 4 of them?
Well, that's Hollywood for you.
How does she feel? A little tired?
Well, naturally.
What? Well, I'll bet you the next time she'll do even better.
3-1.
Well, take good care of her, Tyrone. I'll be seeing you.
Hedda, don't tell me that the Tyrone Powers...
Yes, his pedigree dachshund just won 4 blue ribbons at the dog show.
My, this will be an interesting tidbit at the kennel club. Now, as I was saying, I am a young man whose tongue is ill-fitted to fancy words.
Archie, stop beating around the bush. Come on, let's get it over with.
Get what over with?
The corny jokes about my hats.
Okay, have it your way. My tongue is ill-fitted to fancy words. But Hedda, that hat you're wearing.
What about it?
It looks like something Queen Mary left in a pigeon coop. How often do you have to water it?
Archie, don't be ridiculous. These flowers are artificial.
Artificial? Oh.
Only the vegetables are real.
I see. Well, anyway, I am a young man. I'm a bulldog. Now, as I was saying,
I know you were a young man.
I was when this thing started. But here, Hedda, let's cut it all out. These flowers is for you.
Well, thank you. You say these are flowers?
Yeah.
I'll bet they were lovely. Let me see. Shall I wear them on this shoulder? No. That doesn't look quite right. Perhaps this shoulder. No, that isn't right.
Why don't you try them laying down?
Please. Well, Miss Hopper, those flowers seem to do something for you. You know, they sort of bring you to life.
That's more than did for the last guy.
Maybe we better change the subject. Hedda, the last time I was in Hollywood, I dropped around to your house, but she wasn't home.
Oh, what a shame.
Yep, I rang your bell about 5 times.
You rang it 6 times.
Well, anyway, you wasn't home. Well, you must make a lot of dough to have a house like that, huh? Tell me, how much do you make a week right in that column of yours?
Isn't that rather a personal question?
Yes.
Well, I do all right. For years, I've been syndicated in nearly every city in the country.
Well, what you're doing, your time is your own business. Tell me, how do you dig up that gossip for your column?
I have a secret combination.
What's that?
Small talk and large keyholes.
Never fails, huh?
Only once, and it was quite a shock. I wanted to confirm a rumor, so I had my eye to the keyhole.
Yeah? And what did you see?
Another eye.
Not Luella.
Heaven forbid. No, it was another actress.
Uh-huh.
And I made a terrible mistake.
You made a mistake? What?
I reported that she was dead when actually she was in the best of health.
Well, what did you do?
Well, the paper had already gone to press, so there was only one thing I could do.
What's that?
We buried her.
Naturally.
Say, Arch, I did the... Who's the tomato?
This ain't no tomato. This happens to be one of the most important newspaper columnists in the country.
Don't tell me this is Billy Rhodes.
Finnegan, take a look. How could this be Billy Rose?
Yeah, you're right, Arch. A little too tall.
That's my trouble as a newspaper woman.
What is that?
My height. I'm too tall for keyholes and too short for transoms.
Well, none of it is perfect.
Look, ain't you ever heard of Hedda Hopper?
Why, certainly. Hedda Hopper's a dame that wears them funny-looking... Well, Hedda Hopper! As I live and breathe.
You do?
Every day.
Mr. Finnegan, you remind me of somebody, and I can't think who.
Well, we got a lot in common.
Really?
Yeah, I can't think either.
Let me see. Who do you remind me of? Is some Hollywood bigwig.
Bigwig?
That's a toupee with a producer under it.
Well, thank you very much. As long as I'm a bigwig, you must invite me to a party sometime.
A party? Finnegan, you wouldn't know how to act at a Hollywood party.
Oh, no? I can throw a right-hand punch just as fast as the next guy.
I'm talking about etiquette.
Well, Archie, the rules of etiquette for any party are always the same, whether it's in Hollywood or New York. Anything you do should be based on consideration for the other fellow.
Him, huh?
Yes. For example, let me take these two glasses.
Yeah.
I fill them both with black beer. Now I offer them to you. Which glass do you take, the large one or the small one?
Well, that's easy. I take this one.
No, Finnegan. You took the large glass. That's bad manners.
But it's good beer.
I know, but if you had offered them to me, I would have taken the smaller glass of glass.
Then what are you kicking about? That's what you got.
Just a second. I think I know what Miss Hopper means. Now, here, Finney, I'll offer them to you, Hedda. Here's the two glasses now. Take your choice.
Okay, I'll take this one.
Oh, wait a minute. You took the biggest one.
Finnegan, you're the one that's learning manners, not me.
Besides, Finnegan, just serving Blatt's beer at a party is good manners in itself. And incidentally, speaking of parties, Hedda, I'm throwing a coming-out party here tonight for a debutante, you know.
What debutante?
Over there by the cash register, the one with the short forehead and the long neck.
Archie, is she coming out?
Yeah.
Do you think that's wise?
Be nice to her. She really believes she's a debutante. You know, it's got a slight case of paraphernalia. Miss Duffy.
Yes, Archibald.
I would like to present you with Miss Hopper, a world-famous news reporter. Miss Hopper, this is Miss Duffy, a misprint.
How'd you do?
How'd you do?
So terribly divine of you to come.
Oh, quite, quite.
I'm sorry to be tardy, but I've been out playing polo all day.
Oh, tally-ho! Do you like to ride?
Does one? I'm utterly nuts about it.
Me too. I wouldn't think of being seen in public without a horse under me.
Yes, being on top of a horse is so much less crowded than the subway.
Yes, and one feels so aristocratic.
Doesn't one? But being an aristocrat does have its drawbacks. Doesn't one?
Well, that depends. How does one mean it?
I mean, after whiling away a day around the stables, one smells so, doesn't one?
Well, as long as the horses don't complain, what does one care?
How true. Well, toodaloo, darling.
Toodaloo, darling. Brother, what a character.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised, Hedda. You know, there's guys that go for her type.
Really?
Yep. At the Locomotive Wipers Convention, she was voted Miss Loose Caboose of 1936.
Well, she can probably thank the horse for that. So that's what's going to make her debut tonight.
Yep, and Hedda, guess what? I'm going to let you be the hostess.
Me? Mm-hmm. Arrange a party? Sandhog Zero?
Mr. Harper, in Duffy's Tavern, we would no more think of catering to the sand hog trade than we would of throwing the garbage out the window without first yelling four. Now, what do you say?
Absolutely not.
But, Hattie, you can't disappoint all them people.
What people?
All them Hollywood stars you invited down here.
I didn't invite any Hollywood stars.
Would you like to see the invitations?
You mean you printed invitations and signed my name?
Now that you mention it, yes.
Oh, in that case, I suppose I'll have to be the hostess at this party.
See how everything always works out for the best? Now, what can we do for entertainment?
Well, we can dine, dance, play games like charades.
Charades?
Yes, it's a game where everybody impersonates famous people.
Oh, that should be fun. See, you can guess who this is.
Eddie. Come with me to the Casbah.
Hildegard!
But, Mr. Archie, Miss Hopper is used to spending thousands of dollars on parties.
Well?
And you're going to get her to run this debutante party for $15?
So what? This is a cut-rate debutante. Besides, how much Blatz beer can people drink? Hedda?
Yes?
How much you figure this party will cost?
Well, we should be able to do it for a fiver.
Fiver? Don't be a piker, will you?
You want to go to 10?
You can go as high as 15.
15? Well, that's wonderful. All right, now, let me see. The first thing we'll need is some caviar. Do you have any?
Caviar? Just a second there. Eddie?
Yes, sir?
We got any caviar?
Well, that depends.
On what?
What is it?
Eddie, you know, caviar, them fish eggs.
Oh, well, we got fish. But they ain't been laying lately.
Hedda, I'm afraid the caviar is out.
But Archie...
Sorry, Hedda, you can't fight nature.
But a coming out party without caviar.
Look, I got an idea. Couldn't we just maybe serve tapioca pudding in dark glasses?
Oh, be serious, Archie. Here, give me the phone. I'll call the caterer.
Okay.
Hello? Pierre? This is Hedda Hopper. Look, I want you to cater a very swank dinner party. Well, we'll need some good imported caviar, some turtle soup, Waldorf salad, lobster thermidor, filet mignon with mushrooms, and for dessert, crepe Suzette, peach Melba, cherries Jubilee, and... Oh, yes, demi-tasse.
At least I'm getting off with just a half a cup of coffee.
Oh, yes, and send over about 100 cases of Blatz beer. That's right, Blatz. Thank you, Pierre.
Look, Hedda, you're running me into a fortune.
Oh, not at all, Archie. You'd be surprised how much you can buy for $15,000.
$15,000? Hedda, I'm afraid there's been a misunderstanding. You see, I... didn't quite mean 15,000.
Stop being a piker, Archie. You wanted to throw a party, didn't you?
Yeah, but I'm afraid this party's gonna throw me.
Oh, I almost forgot.
Why?
The music.
Look, I already made a deal with Coluccio's brother.
Coluccio's brother?
Yeah, he's an organ grinder.
But that's just for dancing. How about the entertainment?
The monkey does the hula. Now, look, Hedda. You see, the 15 that I mentioned...
Oh,
is just
a second. Instead of Coluccio's brother, I could probably get Harry James.
Harry James? Well, that's nice.
Harry would probably do it for me as a personal favor for just a few $1,000s.
Well, Harry's so decent about personal favors. Look, Hattie, you see, when I said that we could spend 15...
Yes, sir, this party of yours is going to be the talk of New York.
And it's going to be whispered all over Sing Sing, too.
Oh, that reminds me. If Eddie's going to wait on tables, he must have a uniform.
He's got to have a uniform, huh?
Definitely.
Eddie.
Yes, sir?
Go out and join the National Guard.
Another important thing, Archie. What are you having for the women?
Men.
I mean favors.
With these dames, it'll be a favor.
I mean, is those little knick-knacks.
Knick-knacks? How much are these knacks gonna nick me?
What are you worried about, Archie? Up until now, we've only spent about $14,000.
$14,000? Duffy, you'll malfeast me.
Oh, wait, I have a wonderful idea.
Now what?
Instead of having the menu printed...
Yes?
We'll get the Don Cossack Choir to chant it.
Now look, Hatter, please...
I'll call them up now and see if they're available.
Oh, this dame has gone berserk. Oh, this
there.
Is terrible. Oh, hello, Officer Clancy.
What's this I hear about you running up bills for a debutante party?
I didn't run up the bills. It's a dame here that...
I don't care who ran them up. You're responsible.
I'm responsible if somebody buys stuff in my name?
That's the law. That is, unless you can prove the other person is crazy.
Crazy? That's an idea. Oh, Hedda...
Yeah.
Hedda, you know that charades game we was talking about where you imitate famous people?
Yes.
Bet you couldn't do Napoleon.
Napoleon? Oh, that's my favorite character. Lend me your hat.
Okay.
Now, see? I turn it sideways like this. Now look at me. See? I'm Napoleon.
Yes, you are, ain't you? Oh, Clancy!
I was just a good... Who the devil is this?
Lady, tell the officer who you are.
I am Napoleon.
Napoleon, is it? I think you'd better come along to headquarters.
Now, just a second. This is all a joke. I'm not really Napoleon.
No? Then who are you, really?
I'm Hedda Hopper.
That's nice. And I'm Jimmy Fiddler. Now, come along quietly, Napoleon.
Look, I'm telling you, I'm not crazy.
Then what are you doing with that hat on your head?
That's Archie's hat. Here, this is my hat.
That's your hat?
Yes.
Sister, you're nuts, all right. Come along.
Well, Miss Archie, is you still going to have the coming-out party for Miss Duffy?
Well, sure, why not?
Well, how about that little filet mignon and mushroom?
Well, give him salami on rye.
Well, what about the orchestra and all those beautiful girls who going to dance on the table?
I'll get a midget to step out of a cupcake. Besides, Eddie, what it really takes to make a party successful, we already got.
You mean...
Yes, sir, that good old Blatt's beer. What else? And to you folks listening in, if you're having friends in for the weekend, be sure to serve Blatt's beer. You'll find that Blatt's will make the difference between just another party and a real social event. And whether your party is for the $15 I wanted to spend or for the $15,000 Hedda Hopper wants to spend, you can't buy a better beer than Blatt's. Take the advice of experts. Take it from the people who know fine beer, who have their pick of the best, the people from Milwaukee. They say that Blatt's is Milwaukee's finest beer. Blatt's. B-L-A-T-Z, Blatt's. Picked by Milwaukeeans as the finest of all the fine beers brewed in Milwaukee. So why don't you try Blatt's over the weekend? Find out for yourself why folks say that from B for best to Z for zest, Blatt's is Milwaukee's finest beer. Good night, everybody.
I'm from Milwaukee, and I ought to know. It's the same old story wherever you go. So this is the tune you will always hear. Blatt's is Milwaukee's finest beer.
Be sure to listen next week at the same time to Duffy's Tavern, transcribed over most of these same stations.
When the occasion calls for wine, the wine to choose is Cresta Blanca, a distinguished choice for your own enjoyment, a generous gift to compliment a friend. The wine to choose is Cresta Blanca. C-R-E-S-T-A? B-L-A-N-C-A. Cresta Blanca. Cresta Blanca. Cresta Blanca Wine Company, Livermore, California. Since 1889, the distinguished choice in wine.
For an authentic police story, hear Dragnet, next on NBC.